New Orleans charter school Lafayette Academy has been forced to close its campus after contamination from an asbestos removal job. School district officials have said children weren't on campus during the work, but an investigation by WWNO's Jess Clark reveals that this isn't the first time asbestos removal has been mishandled at Lafayette Academy.
Asbestos contamination is dangerous. Inhaling airborne asbestos fibers can cause cancer decades after exposure. So when Lafayette Academy parent Tuwere Jones found out about the contamination last week, she was pretty freaked out.
It's just the thought of it being there is an issue for me.
School officials say no students were exposed. School was closed when construction workers removing asbestos contaminated the building and schoolyard. The Orleans Parish School Board and the Recovery School District sent out letters saying no students were on campus during that asbestos removal job or during a previous removal job. That's right, there were two. One this year and one in 2017. Officials say school was closed for the 2017 job, too. But parents are skeptical. Joan says she's seen construction workers at the school for the past 2 years.
We saw it when we went out there. They're there. You literally saw them there.
Another parent, Rebecca Simon, called the district's assurances into question at July's parish school board meeting.
I don't trust anything that you guys have told us. For you to get on news and say that the children were not in school while construction was taking place, that's a total lie.
Turns out, parents are right. Documents obtained by WWNO show work on asbestos abatement started as early as March of 2017, while kids were in school. And not only were kids in the building, some of them came into contact with the asbestos containment areas. In a state report, an inspector visiting the site said the containment areas were left unsecured, that students were roaming the halls nearby, and that she witnessed one student poke his head into the asbestos containment area. After seeing the documentation, Joan says she's not surprised.
It just confirms what we already, thought and knew.
The inspector noted other concerns. The on-site supervisor was found to have falsified his asbestos removal certification. There were boot prints between containment areas, indicating workers could have been tracking asbestos in the halls. And toxic material stored in an empty classroom was not properly wrapped or labeled. Dwight Bradshaw is an inspector and asbestos expert with the Louisiana Department of Environmental Quality. I called him up and asked him how common it is for inspectors to find these kinds of problems.
It's not that common. Generally, we might find one or two areas of concern on an inspection, but then there were quite a few on this one.
Especially for a school.
Yes, that's the thing, especially for a school.
The Recovery School District, which hired the contractor, says air quality tests showed the air in the school was safe on the day of the 2017 inspection, so they didn't stop the work or evacuate the building. But they did make some changes. Kunjan Narachania is the CEO of the Recovery School District.
When that report was issued, we took immediate action, and when the DEQ monitor returned 4 days later, they cited that we had made the appropriate changes.
One of those changes was to shift workers' hours so that they only did asbestos removal after school dismissal. State documents back that up. Meanwhile, Mickey Landry, the CEO of the Choice Foundation, which runs the school, says no one from the district told him or his staff about the issues the inspector noted in her report. Joan says that doesn't let Landry off the hook and that parents should have been told.
Yes, these are their kids. These are our investments. Absolutely. There should be anything that involves these children, they should be made aware of.
Officials at the Recovery School District maintain that despite the concerns in the inspector's report, the school air was safe for students in 2017. In New Orleans, I'm Jess Clark.